Hey, we're about a couple of weeks away from the beginning of summer, and it's time now for Family Reunion Summer Tips. Another public service of the Russ Parmore Show. This is what we do. Okay.
Man.
A lot of you have already started planning your summer reunions, your family reunions, and of course, a lot of you do the last minute. Now, if you hood, you're just now starting, and you're probably family reunions probably 2 weeks away. All right. If you know that 98.7% of your family don't know how to swim, do not have your family reunion near any lake or a body of water that's more than 4 feet
high.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just don't do it.
Don't do this mistake.
Please.
Okay?
That's
because
right.
Always somebody near either drowns or nearly drowns.
Sure.
And you know, 80% of the ladies are not getting in the water anyway.
So
it
doesn't even make sense.
Not at all.
You know, there's water moccasin in there.
Yeah.
You know, you see anything floating or you feel anything near your toes, you're out of there anyway.
Done.
You know?
Here's another one, Russ.
Yes, ma'am.
If you don't know who prepared it, don't eat it.
Thank you,
do not.
Thank you, baby.
No. Okay? And sometimes if you do know who prepared it, don't eat it.
Yeah. I mean,
any tuna fish salad.
Potato salad.
Sitting out, unwrapped, not on ice. Just know you're not going to have a good family reunion.
Yeah, forget the ice. I mean, if it should be in the refrigerator, it should still be in the refrigerator.
No, it's been in their car for 3 hours before even coming out.
Family reunion tip number 594.
Now, fellas.
Bring your own sanitary napkin.
Yes.
There's always somebody don't know when they cycle start.
That's true.
If you're over 20, you should know.
You should.
Be like, baby, can you go over and ask Sister Shirley if she has some tampons? Okay. And you got to go in that nasty bathroom in the park where they got the horse flies in there. And please throw your stuff away in the trash, not in the toilet.
Yeah.
All right, Soup. I'm 598. Go ahead.
598. Hide the liquor from your drunk aunt.
Oh.
You want the day to go well, don't you?
Know.
Everybody's drinking out of the trunk for a reason.
Yeah. Right.
Don't be the one to give her a drink.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
She may get naked on the picnic table.
I don't want to see it.
$5.99, no brown liquor. Black people can't drink brown liquor.
Yeah, true.
Man, I don't know.
I'm telling you, Luigi, you know I can't drink scotch.
Yeah.
That's why you got your breasts out and you're hitting on your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you?
You
tip number 600. Go ahead.
Okay, I got it. Listen, do not engage in a friendly game of dominoes or a spade because it's not going to end
friendly.
Right.
It's not.
There should be no exchange of money sitting
Never.
On because somebody's like, nah, I ain't paying. You ain't winning because you cheated.
Yeah.
You know that.
You the one that can't count. And that's the other thing. That's number 601. If you can't count, don't pay dominoes.
Not at all.
It's just best to avoid it.
That is not five. That is a six.
Or a tonk.
No dominoes, no spades, no dice. Please, just don't bring cards or dice.
Just don't do it.
All right. Tip number 604. If your young son shows up with his gang member friends... End the family reunion immediately.
Yeah,
just
it's over.
End it.
It's done.
You know they're over there trying to just be asses by smoking some weed in front of grandma.
Oh,
they're just like, yeah, grandma, this is from her. You want to hit this, you know. And grandma got coke, you know. No, but when he shows up with his little hood friends, man, just end it. You know, because you know there could be a drive-by and somebody that was supposed to go swimming winds up taking a bullet.
Sure.
No.
You know.
Number 605.
Yes.
Really quickly.
Uh-huh.
You cannot date a cousin. I don't care if it's third, fourth, fifth. Just
know who's family and know who's the family friend.
Basically.
Your kids will come out slow.
I want to wake up with a cousin.
101.1 The Wiz.